मां पातु मंदस्मिता मंदार ध्रुम कुंड मंदिर गता गोविंद पट्टेश्वरी द मोस्ट म्यूनिफिसेंट श्री गौरांग सुंदर who has appeared in this age of Kali Yuga to deliver us fallen souls. His very confidential associate, the most worshipped, Sri Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Charan, is stating his heartfelt prayer in his exquisite text, Sri Sri Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, Shloka number 122. He is stating his prayer at the lotus feet of his Abhishta. That means his worship deity, or rather the person whom he desires. That's a more correct meaning. And he is saying, Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandana Manihi Shyama Nunaga Sphura Dhrumid Bheda Vibhavita Kriti Vaho Kashmira Gaura Chavihi Sati Vonmada Kama Keli Tarala Mam Patu Mandasmita Mandara Dhruma Kunja Mandira Gata Govinda Patteshwari. He is saying, Oho, Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel of all Shyama Naikas, or of the Shyama Beloveds. She is the jewel and the crown amongst all these Naikas. And her body is full of goosebumps due to deep anurag for Shyam Sundar. Her brilliant splendor is like golden, like saffron or kumkum. She is full of sattvic symptoms, that is, symptoms of ecstasy. And she is restless, playful, because she is crazily in love. And Radharani, she is full of Mahabhav. She is smiling softly. She is gradually proceeding towards the secret flower group. And she is Govinda Patteshwari. This means that she is the chief consort of Govinda. May such resplendent Srimati Radharani protect me. This is his prayer. She is gradually proceeding to the flower grove. Here the kunja has been called by the poet as Kalpa Kunja. Kalpa Kunja means this kunja is made of parijat trees. Parijat trees that are wish fulfilling, they are wish trees. Yesterday we have relished some of this verse and we have understood what is meant by Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandana Manihi. We can understand these words in another different way. There is another explanation for this word. Sri Sri Radharani, she has come to this last floor in this beautiful night. Although 300 crores of gopis have gathered in the last, on the last floor, Govinda is not uniting with them, because we have already explained that although they have Mahabhav, they are not Mahabhav, And Sri Sri Radharani is the only embodiment of Mahabhav. She is Raseshwari. Radha Bina Rasklira Nahi Bhai Chitin. Govinda does not like the Ras dance without the presence of Sri Radharani. Each and every gopi of the 300 crores of gopis is a Shyama Naika. But our Ishwari is the crest jewel amongst all the Shyama Naikas. In fact, all the Kamalas or Lakshmis are Shyama Naikas. This is why our Srila Kabiraj Goswami Pad has written, Krishna Kantagon dekhi trividho prakar. At Lakshmi Gon, Pure Mohishi Gon are. This means that all consorts of Sri Krishna can be divided into three categories. One category are the Vaikuntheshwaris or the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. Second group are the queens of Dwaraka. And the third are the gopis of Brij Dham. So all Sri Krishna's consorts are Shyama Naikas. However, the Brajanganas, they are the best of all the consorts. So we must remember that all the Lakshmis, they are the consorts of Sri Bhagavan. So they are all Shyama Naikas, but the Brajanganas, they are chief, and Srimati Radharani, she is the root source of all the consorts. Ishwari is the root source of even the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. From Srimati Radharani, innumerable rivers are sprouting. So these countless consorts, they are all arising out of Srimati Radharani. She is the fountain head. So our Kaviraj Goswami is writing in Chaitanya Charitamrita that how all the divine incarnations, they are coming from Sri Krishna. No incarnation has got any divine power of his own. All divine powers are coming from Sri Krishna. The same way, all consorts are coming from Sri Radharani. Lakshmi gon hon tar angsha vibhuti. That means the Lakshmis are his opulence, manifestations. Even the queens of Dwaraka, they are his prakash swarup. But the Brajanganas, that is the gopis of Vrindavan, they are part of his sweet self. Bohukanta bina nahi rashe rullas. That means without so many gopis, if so many gopis are not present, then the ras dance will not reach the height of exaltation. So just to make the ras dance more interesting, many consorts or many gopis are required. However, what is the status of Srimati Radharani? Our Kaviraj Goswami Pad has written, Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasya, Sarva Kanta Shiromani. She is Govinda Nandini, means she is the only person who can give anandam, bliss to Govinda. And she is everything, all in all for Govinda. She is Sarvakanta Shiromani, means she is the crest jewel of all beloveds of Sri Krishna. And she is Govinda Mohini, means she is the only person who can mesmerize Govinda. So she is not the fountainhead for only the gopis, but she is the source for all consorts of Swayam Bhagavan, whether it Vaikuntha or Dwarka, in the Ras floor. This is why, although the 300 crores of gopis, they were simply feeling very proud of their good fortune that Govinda is now going to unite with them, that he has called them. But Srimati Radharani, she was not feeling anything fortunate because she has monopoly over the Ras dance and over him. She knows that she is everything for him. So only she was feeling man that he is giving her the same treatment as others. This is why when Govinda learned that the 300 crores of gopis, they are feeling proud and Radharani is feeling man, he decided to disappear with her. He wanted to crush the pride of the other gopis and he wanted to assuage the man of Srimati Radharani. He knew that if he does not take her to a confidential place and without giving her a different status from that of the other gopis, there is no way to perform the Ras Leela. He had to make her feel special. In Ras dance, he wanted that there should be only the waves of Mahabhav. There should not be any small wavelet of any other mood. Our Rupa Goswami Pad, he was present in the form of Manjari along with Radharani. He was following her like a shadow. So she knew that how Govinda is disappearing with her. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that there are different categories of sakhis. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't find the mention of Manjari. In the Maharas, the Manjaris are not mentioned in any way. But our Rupa Manjari, who is the chief of all Manjaris, she was present with Radha Govinda during the Ras, and she has described it. She says in the shloka from Utkalika Vallari, the shloka that begins with Rasarambhe, that means in the beginning of Ras dance, Shyam Sundar disappeared with my Swamini, and he is saying as Rupa Manjari. As soon as Maharaj started, Govinda rejected all gopis, all other Braja beauties, and he took my Ishwari. Vrindavana Bhuvi Raha means, O my Ishwari, he will take you into a secluded kunja in Vrindavan, and then you will take on the role of Swadhin Bhartrika Naika. Swadhin Bhartrika Naika is a beloved who is dominant over her lover. It is a mood of Srimati Radharani where she orders Govinda how to serve her. In this particular mood, she makes Govinda dress her up, serve her by, he has to put makeup for her, he has to comb her hair, he has to carry on whatever she wishes. So our Rupa Manjari, she is wants to see Swamini in this mood. And he's saying, O Ishwari, when you will be assume this Swadhin Bhartrika mood, then Govinda He will decorate you with lots of flowers, and He will serve you in many ways. You will display various ecstatic bhav. I will observe you from far, and my heart will swell with pride. Why will I feel so proud? Because I will come to know that He has rejected 300 crores of gopis for you. And today it is proved that my Swamini, she is the best of all beloveds of Shyamasundar. Although we all know this, but today He has rejected them finally, and He has disappeared with you. So I'm feeling very proud. We practice sadhana in Manjari Swarup very nicely, and we are able to meditate on such visions naturally, spontaneously, and we too get such feelings, then our heart too will swell with pride like this. And this is called a sanchari bhav. That means it is a passing mood which is arising out of love for Swamini. So this sort of pride is well placed. And to feel such pride that I am Swamini's maid servant, to identify so closely that my Swamini is so great, that Shyamasundar, who is the embodiment of sweetness, He has rejected such 300 crores of Shyamanaikas, and He is disappearing with my Swamini just to serve her. She is in Swadhinbhartrika mood. She is dominating Him. It is a matter of great pride for Manjari, and when we identify like this, and our heart too with pride, then it is good meditation. However, such meditation will not come till we know the tattva. If we want to perform such deep sadhana, then it is necessary to first know the principles, the philosophy. Because without being well versed, learned in the philosophy, such meditation will never bring fruit. So we must know that Radha Krishna Akatma Duidehudhuri Ananne Bilasharosh Ashadan Kori. Radha Krishna, they are one soul. They have just assumed two bodies to relish the rush of love sports. Advitiyam, this means that He is one. He does not have a second. Ramanujacharya, he was a very strong opponent of Shankaracharya. He has crushed the Shankara philosophy to dust. Shankaracharya has explained this ekameva dvityam as, that is, He is one and He doesn't have a second. So he has explained it like this, that this proves that the Lord is, or the Supreme Being is Advaita, and there is no duality. So this means that everything is one. This is a complete impersonalism. However, this explanation, it is completely the opposite of Vyasadeva's intention. What Vyasadeva intended when he wrote all these things in the Vedic scriptures was to actually reveal the personal being to us. But Shankaracharya, he concealed the real intention of Vedavyas, and he gave an explanation twisted, and he made it as impersonal. So Ramanujacharya, he has explained the verses from Shruti, that is the Vedic scriptures, and he has said that Shri Krishna, it is true that he is one, but he has shaktis. Those shaktis, they describe him fully. A person needs adjectives to describe him, to make him fully comprehensible, or for us to understand him fully, he needs descriptions. So these shaktis, they describe him. If we really want to understand fully, then we must know that these shaktis further are categorized into three. Number one is chit shakti or swarup shakti. Second is jiva shakti or tatastha shakti. Third is maya shakti or external shakti or bahiranga shakti. Just like there is an ocean, let us visualize an ocean. It is full of waves. Without those waves, it cannot be an ocean. Now what is Brahman? Brahman is only the effulgence of Shri Krishna. It is like the Pacific Ocean. Actually, Pacific Ocean has got current, but this Brahman, it does not have any current inside it. Because it does not perform any leela. But God Almighty, He has shaktis, and He plays with His shaktis. It is natural for Him to play with His shaktis. His shaktis exist to make Him play with them and to give Him enjoyment. So when He plays with His shaktis, this play is called leela. So if there are three types of shaktis, leelas also have to be of three types. When He plays with His internal shakti, chit shakti, then we call it as nitya leela or eternal divine pastimes. When He plays with the external shakti, that is maya shakti, then we call it srishti leela or the leela of creation. When He plays with jiv shakti, then we call it as samsar leela. So all this leela that is happening to the jivas, that is samsar leela that we find happening all around. Now, Govinda, he happens to be at such a top level that Turiya Krishna Himaya Sambandha, this means Shri Krishna, he is not actually related to Maya in any way. He is engrossed in His eternal pastimes only. That means he is absorbed in nitya leela only. These are transcendental leelas. These transcendental leelas, they take place in Brijdham. So the Vraja leelas are his eternal leelas. But to take mercy on the jivas, Brajadham has descended along with its leelas on this material earth. So our scriptures are saying, Chaitamrita is saying, that this Shvetadvip, the Gokul of Golok Vrindavan, they are coming down in this place, on this earth, along with all the leelas that have taken place there. It is necessary for us to know all these tattvas and not to find them boring or useless. Because if we must meditate, it is necessary for us to know on what we are meditating. If we are not aware what is this Brajadham actually, or that these eternal leelas, they are Nitya Leela, that Govinda is playing with his Swarup Shakti, then if we meditate also, it will be just a material meditation or thinking on any material object. It is as equal to that. Our meditation will then not be transcendental meditation, and so then we will not realize our Siddha Swarup. So to realize our Siddha Swarup, we have to do transcendental meditation, and this meditation will come only when we are fully aware of all these tattvas. So now this Dham Prabhu, he is coming down on earth along with all the trees, creepers and everything that is there. That is, all the things which are present there, they are made of Chintamani, that is wish-fulfilling gems. It is extremely majestic. The trees, creepers, flowers, water, the roads, all are extremely opulent. They are made of gemstones, and every gem is a wish-fulfilling gem. This is how this dham is actually. In fact, the opulence or the power of Maya, it can never touch this dham. This dham, it is Vibhu, that means it is almighty, and it is not in contact with the Maya around of this world. If we as sadhak want to meditate on Leela, then it is necessary for us to know the dham where this Leela is taking place. Because in Leela we are going to see, meditate on parts of this dham. So we need to know what is this material of the dham actually made up of. Our Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, this is why he has written so much extensively on the true Swarup of dham. And our Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, he has explained that although in this dham, just now this dham that we see, it is expressed in front of our eyes, and because dham has got three swarup altogether. One is that original dham that came here, one is the dham that we are seeing just now made of brick mortar, and there is a third dham which is concealed from our eyes. The original dham which is now in concealed form, and we will be able to see it, that Gopa Gopi Sangi Taha Krishner Bilas. Jiva Goswami has said that Sri Krishna or Govinda, he is performing his loving pastimes even today with the cows, the cowherd boys, with the gopis. And if we have the love eyes, we will be able to see that even now, because our acharyas have seen it. Even today the Siddha Mahatmas, they are able to see it. But still, this concealed dham, it is different from that original dham that was present here during Govinda. Although it is the same, there is difference. How? Because the Leela which in the original dham, that is Golok Vrindavan Dham, there you don't find a Maharas. Eternal Ras takes place. There is no Maharas that one find a, Shri Krishna, he played the flute, he called all the gopis. That doesn't happen there. That happens here, on this planet. And also, in Golok Vrindavan Dham, we don't find Purvarag. The gopis and Shri Krishna, they're always meeting each other. There is not a time when they have not seen each other. That first falling in love, that is not present there. Here it is present. We find in Brihad Bhagavatam Ritam that in Gopakumar's experience that this Brij Dham, it is something very special, more special than Golok Vrindavan Dham. When we, as sadhak, we do not get darshan of that unmanifested dham, that is the concealed dham, when we cannot see it, what happens? Why is it that we are not seeing it? It is to inculcate humility inside us. So when we become very, very humble that we cannot see, and then our thirst increases to a great level, then suddenly we get kripa. And that dham, Prabhu, he suddenly reveals himself in front of our eyes. And we get to see that majestic dham, Prabhu. To inculcate this humility as well as the thirst, it is necessary for us to know all these tattva. And also the leelas that have taken place in Dham when he is manifest on this earth. How Govinda, his love sporting with Swamini, and Kinkari is relishing this vision. How the gopis, they started wailing, lamenting when Govinda disappeared from the center of the Ras floor. Just as if during the daytime, if the sun suddenly disappears, what will happen to humankind? How people will go mad? That now what will happen without the sun? Like that the gopis were feeling. Like mad they started searching for him. The 300 crores of gopis, they don't know that Radharani has also disappeared with him. They are not aware of that. But yes, she has some bosom friends in this group. Only they know that she is not to be found. So which means that he must have gone with her. But the remaining gopis, they don't know. So they were searching for him everywhere, and first of all, they were asking the big trees that you are very tall, so you can see far. Look far and tell us that where the beloved of our soul, Govinda, where he has gone. Please call him and tell him to return and save our lives. Now the trees, they were shaking in the breeze here and there. So the gopis thought that they are replying, no, no, we don't know, we don't know. So they again went ahead. And the sakis, they told each other, you know, these trees, they are too big, they are too proud. You cannot expect help from high status people. Just look at them, huge trees. And their fruits are so small. That just shows their level of generosity. such fruits are meant fit for the crows. So better leave them and let's go ahead. Then they saw some flower trees. They were so beautiful, very, very beautiful, fragrant. And these trees had the flowers, Nag, Punnag, these sort of flowers. So the Sakis told each other, certainly they have seen Govinda, because that is why they have got goosebumps. See these flowers, huge flowers? They are their goosebumps. Why they have got such huge flowers or huge goosebumps? Because they have seen Govinda. So they asked them, have you seen our Govinda? They were not replying, they were just silent. Then the gopis said, oh, you know, these names, they are not good. Because this Nag, Punnag, that means they are masculine gender. So these trees, they are all men. These flowers are men. You can never expect anything nice from men. So better, let's go ahead. We will ask those flowering trees which have feminine gender. So there were trees now, like Jasmine, Mallika. Have you seen Govinda? They were also not replying. So they said, you know, they are women. They are envious of other women. So they will never tell us, even if they have seen him. So again they went ahead. And they said that, you know, these Jasmine, Mallika flowers, they are love sporting with Govinda themselves. So they will not let us know where he is, because then we will try to claim a share in their property. Even this Vrinda or Tulasi Devi, they were seeing, they said that Tulasi is Krishna Prayasi, so she will certainly know where he is. They said, oh no, she is the first person to be jealous of us because she is Krishna Prayasi. She doesn't like us. She thinks we are her competitors, so leave her alone. And they walked ahead. Then they met the does. They were not moving, they were sitting so still. So the gopis, they are saying that they have certainly seen Govinda, because see, their ears have become so big. Their eyes have become so large because they have taken his darshan. Now here our acharyas, they have explained that so far we find that the gopis were asking the trees, creepers, etc. But they were asking about Govinda. They were not asking about Radha Krishna, about Jugal. But now these gopis are asking the doe that we are getting the mixed fragrance of Krishna with his special sweetheart. So please tell us where they are. We think they are somewhere near. That means that these are the gopis who knew that he has disappeared with Radharani. That is why they are asking about mixed fragrance. Here we also find that there were some gopis, they had spotted his footprint and they were saying, see, these are Govinda's footprints. And they were following. They saw another set of footprints with Govinda's footprint. They asked, who is this Govinda Mohini? Who has mesmerized him, bewitched him? And Govinda is the soul of our soul. And this woman, she has taken him from us. And she is enjoying him alone. So here our acharyas, they have made some statements. That see, these gopis, that means they are divided into different groups. There is one group which is Vipaksha, that means opposite group, that is Chandravali, etc. There is one group of Sakhis who are asking the doe that we are getting mixed fragrance, please tell us where he is. They are the Sapaksha, that means they are for Radharani. They are Radharani's supporters. And then there are two more categories. Altogether there are four categories of Sakhis from this Ras Leela we come to know. One is the Vipaksha, opposite party, Chandravali, etc. Sapaksha, Lalita, Vishakha, etc., who are supporting Radharani. Then we have the Tatastha Paksha, that means they are the groups which support the Vipaksha. And then there is another group called Suhit Paksha. They are the ones who support the Sapaksha, that is Lalita Vishakha's group. So in this manner there are four groups. Supporting group, opposite group, one group supporting the opposite group, and one group supporting the supporting group. However, our Rupa Goswami, he is explaining that the two main groups which create maximum rush are the opposite party and the supporting party. Because why we need this opposite group? Our question may be so that it is very nice if all Sakhis were supporting Radharani. It is better. Why have opposite group? Because if this opposition was not there, then why Radharani, she will go into Man, and then there are so many different enjoying pastimes. She becomes Kalahantarita, that means she becomes so angry. So various moods are possible because there is opposition. So now the supporting Sakhis, they are telling the opposition party that what do you mean by saying that this person has mesmerized and is Govinda and is now enjoying alone with him? Don't you know that Govinda is not a person who can be hypnotized by anyone and everyone? You cannot spellbind Govinda if you do not have extreme prema. So which means that this gopi, she has extraordinary prema for Govinda. Because Govinda is Atmanam. He is in a blissful state within himself. He is the crest jewel of Atmaram and Aptakam. That means he is self-satisfied, self-blissful. He is in fact the climax of self-satisfaction. Then who can agitate him? Is it possible? Who can attract him and mesmerize him? Is it possible? No, it is not possible. Then how come Radharani, she attracts him? She agitates him. He becomes crazy to meet her. Why? Because there is only one thing in this universe that can attract Govinda, and that is prema. This is natural for him to get attracted by prema, not just attracted, but he is subjugated by prema. Prema subordinates Govinda so much that he willingly surrenders himself at the feet of his beloved. He is happy to surrender. Here our Shuka Muni, he has mentioned that the prema of the Braja Beauty and Radharani, it is so remarkable, so extraordinary. This Mahabhava is so wonderful that Govinda is ready, he is pleased to surrender himself to them. In fact, Mahabhav, it is like a brilliant sun. When this Mahabhav arises, then their mind, soul, body, everything just wants to serve Sri Krishna. This is why these Brajavalas, they have a parakya, relation, that is extramarital relation with Sri Krishna. If the Parakya Bhav is not there, our Jiva Goswami Pad has written, if this extramarital relation is not there with Govinda, then Mahabhav is not possible. Mahabhav and extramarital relation, they are synonymous with each other. And inside Mahabhav again, this Madan Mahabhav, it is the best of all. So the supporting Sakhis, they are saying that, what are you speaking? Don't you know that Govinda is subordinate only to Prem? Don't you know that nothing else can arouse desire in his heart? So it is proved that this particular beloved, she is the chief of 300 crores of Rajbalas. She has been able to dominate him. We have failed. So let us accept this fact. And they are saying that her Prem Shakti, the power of her Prem, it is much, much more than the sum total of the Prem Shakti of 300 crores of Brajbalas. Our Goswamis have written that if we take Radharani's Prem, then it is as huge as the Sumeru Mountain. Sumeru Mountain, it is much higher than even the Himalayas. Now it is not there anymore. Then Chandravali's Prem, it will be like a small pebble in front of that. This is the reason that Sri Krishna, he disappears with Radharani. He has taken her to a secluded cave. There he has made beautiful flower garlands for her. He is putting alta on her feet. He is tying her hair. But suddenly Radharani, she had a change of mood. And our Vishwanath Chakraborty has explained this change of bhav of Radharani very nicely in his text. If Srimad Mahaprabhu has kripa on us, we shall relish that tomorrow.